Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. Inflation is here. We've talked about it before, but what does it mean? It's no longer a question of whether or not it's coming. It's a question of what do we do now that it is here. We also talk about some good news coming out of Lubbock, Texas, and so much more. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank some of our generous supporters that have got behind our program and allowed us to continue to reach millions of people every single month through all of our different channels. I want to thank Kenneth from New York as a monthly supporter. Thank you. Brianna from California as a monthly supporter. Thank you. Janet from Buffalo, New York. Thank you. I also want to thank Jan from Pinellas Park, Florida, a very generous form of support. Thank you so much. CharlieKirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
There's a lot happening in the country, and this is kind of a grab bag day of news, what we call it. There's no dominant news story, so it could take us anywhere we want to go. There's a lot of people that are talking about Liz Cheney, a lot of people that are talking about this encounter between a Los Angeles police officer and some activist Karen who decided to just scream and call him a murderer. We're going to cover that story, so I think it's really interesting and one detail that I think most people are missing. But I want to lead with some news that you would probably otherwise see on CNBC right now. And it's something that we've been warning about for quite some time here on our program. Again, what makes our program a little bit different is we go a level deeper. We try to explain the why, not just the what. We try to explain why these policies are being put into place. What is the driving cultural motives of the people that are in charge? So breaking this morning, what we have been predicting, and it is not a good thing for our nation. It's a good thing for asset holders. It's a good thing for Jeff Bezos, a good thing for Bill Gates, because boy, is he going to need money. I think Bill Gates might set the record for the most expensive divorce ever. Bezos set it before, $30 billion. Bill Gates, he is going to need all the inflation he can get, and that he did not sign a prenup. But Secretary Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, former head of the Federal Reserve, and soon to be advisor to Goldman Sachs. Just as soon as she exits, Goldman Sachs will have, I'm telling you right now, you'll be able to pull this tape here in 2 years, 5 years, or whatever many years, and there'll be this beautiful press release from Goldman Sachs. We are pleased to announce Janet Yellen is going to be coming on our board as the Equity Environment Diversity Advisor. Soon to be employee of Goldman Sachs. She announced today that we may need to hike rates, interest rates, to stop the economy from overheating. Now, the economy is not in danger of overheating. This is code for inflation. This is a wink and a nod to investors. Hey, we expanded the money supply way too much. United States corn hit over $7 a bushel. The highest price point in over 8 years. Just about a year ago, it was a little bit over $3 a bushel. Now, it's increased over 134% over the last year. Now, some people are saying this is over supply worries. I think that is only half the story. The more important story is how, if you just go look at the M1 money supply, in 2018, the money supply was anywhere between $3.9 trillion to $4 trillion. Now the money supply is upwards of $19 trillion. You can look it up yourself. M1 Money Stock, M1SL, March 2021, they publish it every month. They don't even hide M2. They actually hide M2 and M3. And so we are now living through what we have been warning. To use a Game of Thrones analogy, winter is not coming. It is here. So why is it that our leaders, the people in charge, have wanted inflation? What is the motivation behind trying to expand the money supply? And while we are now seeing the real-time effects of inflation, let's just go through the price of wood and lumber. I have this one too. I don't know the unit, but a year ago, it was about $220 per parcel of wood and lumber. Again, this is from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now it's $360, either dollars or the point is that the increase is dramatic. I'm not sure what the y-axis is there. And so why is it that at every single turn, our leaders are demanding inflation? A couple reasons. First of which is when you are already a debtor nation, inflation is one of the only ways you are able to deal with massive debt. You can get out of debt a couple different ways. You could tax your way out of it, you could cut your way out of it, or you can inflate your way out of it. You cannot print wealth. We know this. We know that if you just increase the money supply and you do not have a correlating amount of goods and services being produced alongside of it, that does no good for the economic well-being of the nation of which you are in. Now, we know all the cliche examples. We know Rhodesia. We know Zimbabwe. We know the Austro-Hungarian Empire. We know the 1930s Germany. Corporate borrowing went up by $600 billion last year. Why would they do that? They would only do that if they knew that the dollar they were borrowing last year was going to be worth less the year after that and the year after that. Any of you travel recently to hotels? Do you notice how almost every single hotel across the country has been redone? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that restaurants, almost all of them have new facades and new aesthetics and exteriors? It's because corporate borrowing expanded so dramatically that many of these massive corporations saw the price of money and they saw looming inflation and they said, we're going to expand our balance sheets because we're going to do the renovations and the investments in our business right now, because we know we're never going to get this opportunity to be able to borrow and have that forgiven through a deteriorating currency. At Berkshire Hathaway, CEO Warren Buffett, quote, we are seeing substantial inflation. Quote, we are raising prices. People are raising prices to us and it's being accepted. Berkshire Hathaway obviously owns a variety of different companies. They own NetJets. They own Burlington Northern Santa Fe, which is one of the most corrupt deals done in modern American history as they shut down the Keystone XL pipeline so Warren Buffett can transport our oil transcontinentally. They also own See's Candies, which was one of Warren Buffett's best deals. Warren Buffett is also a substantial holder in Coca-Cola. Good luck, Warren Buffett. I think that price, for the first time, I think Coca-Cola is not going to be a blue chip stock because I am done drinking anything from Coca-Cola. Buffett also called out higher steel costs impacting Berkshire's housing and furniture businesses. Quote, people have money in their pocket and they're paying higher prices. It's almost a buying frenzy, noting that the economy is red hot. Not sure I actually agree with that. I think prices are red hot. I'm not sure production is red hot. Those are two different things. Prices and production. Quote, clearly we're dealing with inflation, is what mattress giant Tempur Sealy said, like all manufacturers. Our business model is when we have input costs increases, we pass them on to the consumer. Procter and Gamble recently said they begin to hike prices on baby care, feminine, and adult products in the United States. Price increases will range from mid to high single-digit percentages. So why is it that our leaders want inflation? I've commented on this before, but it's worth repeating because repetition is the soul of memory. And I wrote a piece for American Greatness, amgreatness.com, which is they're inflating the currency to try to create a chaotic situation for another 20 million people to come into the country. Inflation is forcing the hand for mass amnesty. Weaponizing inflation and immigration was my piece for AmericanGreatness.com. The same reason that the Democrats and the left do not want to abolish police, they don't. They want to replace it with a national police force. It's the same reason why they are forcing inflation. Because they're not going to want to tax our way out of inflation. They're not going to want to raise rates. Instead, they're going to want another 20 million people into the country, strictly and solely for political benefit. It doesn't matter what your politics are or who you voted for. Everyone should have the right to express themselves freely. Sadly, the big tech monopoly has instead opted for censorship. To fight back against big tech's control of the internet, I use ExpressVPN. Free-to-access tech giants make all of their money by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, then selling off your sensitive data. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or phone, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity much more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network's data to protect you from cyber criminals, and it just takes one click to protect all your devices. That's why ExpressVPN... That's right, ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET and Wired. Revoke big tech's right to your data. Visit expressvpn.com/Kirk, ExpressVPN.com/Kirk to get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/Kirk for 3 extra months free, expressvpn.com/Kirk. So the Democrats, at all costs, want to remake the electorate to make it more favorable to them. Tucker Carlson came under fire a couple weeks ago for stating the obvious, that Democrats have been saying the private part out loud. They're going to bring in more voters that agree with them, and they will remake the electorate. And so the question is, how are they going to do that? And how are they going to create the situation that will warrant and almost necessitate more human beings into the country? And so one of the ways that you can deal with inflation is to raise interest rates. The collectivists and the totalitarians are not likely to do that anytime soon. Another way you could deal with inflation is to raise taxes. That is one of the ways that George H.W. Bush handled inflation that was present in 1990 and 1991. The third way to deal with inflation is to increase the amount of participants in the labor market. So, for example, if you have 335 million people trading with dollar bills, therefore you divide the number of dollar bills by the number of people in your country. But if all of a sudden you have 360 million people trading with dollar bills, the money supply then gets spread out over more people. Therefore, the value of the dollar is held more in check. It is a hedge against inflation. More people trading with dollar bills makes the dollar bill less likely to lose its value and to have an inflated price behind it. This is one of the reasons, by the way, that no one wants to talk about of why George H.W. Bush dramatically increased legal immigration in 1991 to about 1.9 million people in 1 year. It was one of the ways George H.W. Bush was able to address inflation. It was the wrong way to address inflation, obviously. But it's a hedge against an increase in the money supply. So if you're like me, at first you said, what is the Democrats' agenda for wanting to create $6 trillion new dollars out of thin air in the last calendar year, which we have done on top of our $4 trillion federal budget with a $30 trillion national debt. And just so everyone knows, when I first started Turning Point USA and I first started going around to Tea Party groups in high school, listening to AM 560 The Answer, and so many of my friends still listen to this, the national debt was $8.5 trillion. The national debt was $8.5 trillion when I first started this crusade against big government. I can't say that I've won that battle. And now it is $30 trillion strong. And so for the people that have always had the motivation, for the people that have always had the desire to remake the American political electorate, inflation creates the crisis that they do not want to go to waste. As Rahm Emanuel famously said, never let a crisis go to waste. But we know Rahm Emanuel said that. But what if I told you then we have a new industry of people, of crisis manufacturers, people that create a crisis, and then they say, well, we can't let this go to waste, to then implement our very radical political agenda. And you're seeing that happen with local policing because they want to enforce a national federal police force. Get rid of local police and make them retreat. Crime goes up. People are going to demand some form of law enforcement, and that will be the critical race theory trained sensitivity police force that comes in.
Is it time to stop renting and buy your first home? Owning your home is an investment in your future, and with today's low rates, now is the time to do it. Often with mortgage payment, it's the same as rent, so why pay for someone else's mortgage payment? Going through the mortgage process for the first time means you're going to have lots of questions. You need someone you can trust. I recommend Andrew and Todd at andrewandtodd.com. They are with Sierra Pacific Mortgage. These guys are honest, trustworthy professionals who can answer all of your questions and walk you through the entire process. They help first-time homebuyers and put the actual plan together. And because Andrew and Todd are bankers, not brokers, Andrew and Todd and their team personally work with you from the start to finish. You always have someone in your corner. I've heard amazing things about Andrew and Todd, so take the first step towards home ownership. You know you want to. Just go online and answer a few questions at andrewandtodd.com. That's andrewandtodd.com. If you guys are a mortgage, maybe you're looking to buy a home, do it while rates are low. Go to andrewandtodd.com, andrewandtodd.com.
I want you to imagine Dick Durbin or Janet Yellen giving this hypothetical speech. We are on pace, by the way, for 8% inflation and maybe even more, which is bad for workers. It's bad for families. It's bad for savers. It's bad for people that played by the rules. It's bad for farmers, especially. My fellow citizens, a certain measure of inflation is understandable due to the necessary actions we took to combat the COVID-19 crisis. Janet Yellen would say, we took decisive measures that saved lives and saved the economy and continue to do so now. America's a nation of immigrants, and by embracing even more immigrants right now, this will not only help safeguard our precious legacy of diversity, it'll also ensure our economy is able to continue to produce goods at prices the most marginalized among us can afford. These courageous people are fleeing oppression, and Americans owe it to them to open our doors to them on that basis alone. But these noble and humble people are also willing to work jobs American citizens simply can't do. Not only is their bravery admirable, but their addition to the fabric of the American economy will help ensure all inhabitants of America can continue participating in the promise of our nation. To keep prices low and to keep us at full employment as a hedge against the economy overheating, we must increase legal immigration into our country. You could see them giving that speech. In fact, I guarantee you that speech will be given in some form or fashion in the next couple months. One of the biggest complaints I have about Republicans is they act as if the crisis in front of you was organically created out of thin air, black swan event. What if I told you that most of the crises that you are seeing is a chess move by the left? They manufactured it as a means to get to some desired political outcome. Let's listen to Milton Friedman on what he had to say about inflation. Cut 33.
In 1973, Japanese housewives going to market were faced with an unpleasant fact. The cash in their purses seemed to be losing its value. Prices were starting to soar as the awful story of inflation began to unfold once again. The Japanese government knew what to do. What's more, they were prepared to do it. When it was all over, economists were able to record precisely what had happened. In 1971, the quantity of money started to grow more rapidly. As always happens, inflation wasn't affected for a time. But by late 1972, it started to respond. In early 73, the government reacted. It started to cut monetary growth, but inflation continued to soar for a time. The delayed reaction made 1973 a very tough year of recession. Inflation tumbled only when the government demonstrated its determination to keep monetary growth in check. It took 5 years to squeeze inflation out of the system.
We're living through that. Now, do you think our government has the determination to squeeze out-of-control monetary policy? Of course not. Instead, our government has a determination to increase the amount of human beings that are trading with U.S. dollars. And hasn't that always been their motivation? At every single turn, they're trying to justify an amnesty bill. In fact, front page of the New York Times, Joe Biden did something right, and then he did something wrong. Where is this one here? Ah, in reversal, Biden raises limits on refugees. It was 15,000, now it's 62,500 refugees coming into America this year. On top of the 1,100,000 green cards we issue, on top of the 150,000 illegal entries across the southern border every single month. You create a crisis that can only be solved with your desired outcome, and Republicans play right into it every single time. And so for the Republicans that voted for these big spending bills, did they realize that they were creating the conditions to actually deteriorate the dollar, weaken American manufacturing, and force a situation that would give the Democrats more political power? You know, the Democrats, they're such frauds. They say that they care about black lives and Hispanic lives. Inflation is the worst thing for the workers imaginable. It's great for people that are able to move their assets quickly and adjust prices. Let's go to the next cut here of Milton Friedman. If you don't know who Milton Friedman is, he's a phenomenal economist, a monetarist, very smart. I think he was a little bit too pure on trade because I don't think he weighed the national consequences of unlimited international trade. But he was very good on inflation, amazing on the price system. I actually think that Milton Friedman would come around and agree with some of the modern day adjustments to trade policy just to be able to save the nation, of which he loved. Play tape.
Japan had attained relative stability. Unfortunately, there's no way to avoid the difficult road the Japanese had to follow before they could have both low inflation and a healthy economy. First, they had to live through a recession until slow monetary growth had its delayed effect on inflation.
Inflation is just like alcoholism. In both cases, when you start drinking, or when you start printing too much money, the good effects come first. The bad effects only come later.
Man, is that a wise statement. It's like alcoholism. The good effects come first. Booming economy. You know, I was just traveling from Seattle yesterday. Great Alec Rowland's church, Westgate Chapel, and DJ's church, the house ministry. And I've never seen the airport so packed. In my entire life, I've never seen the airport so packed. It's like that first... The first couple minutes of getting drunk, it feels great. But alcohol is a very tricky drug. It's one of the few drugs that you must continue to consume it or else you're going to have a natural de-escalation or a tapering effect. So you must continue to drink or else you're going to have the depressant effect. Same with inflation. That you got to keep on creating money. You have to keep on injecting new stimulus. Or else, you're going to have a crash. And so the question is, people say the economy is red hot right now. I'm not sure if that's true. Are we seeing massive new production? You see, I think a lot of the economic growth statistics we use are very misleading. Things are getting more expensive. The quality of the things we're buying is marginally better, if at all. And we're not producing significant new hardware in our country, things you can touch and feel. In fact, there's a massive supply crisis when it comes to automotives, textiles, corn, lumber. Maybe it's because we've decided to educate our most valuable young people, most valuable resource or asset, I should say, which are our young people, and send them to college and have them study things that don't matter to find jobs that don't exist with money they don't have. Imagine if we instead said to 3 million people a year, don't go to the University of Minnesota, don't go to NYU, and don't go to UCLA. Instead, go become a plumber and a welder. People right now that are working with their hands, it is a renaissance period for the muscular class in our country. You can't find enough people to be able to do carpentry, fix exposed wiring. It's because that's a skill set that is now understood by an ever-decreasing part of the American population. And I also reject this idea that there are jobs that Americans just won't do. I think there are jobs that our upper-middle-class, elitist mindset won't let our children do. You know, I was just in Seattle, and I was talking to a group, and I said, because it's definitely a neighborhood where everyone must go to college. That's kind of the ethos of where I spoke. And I said, many parents in our country do not want their kids to work construction. Many parents in our country, they would much rather have their children become secular liberals at a university than become a plumber, a welder, an electrician, or a carpenter. And that's actually where the money is. And so as we're seeing these sorts of effects on our country, what can you do with this? Well, if you have any resources at all, buy things you can touch that are valuable. But when you start to see Bitcoin get as expensive and valuable as it has, cryptocurrency, people are basically indicting the dollar in real time. Now, some people speculate this is all part of the Great Reset. That very well might be true. In order to get a one world currency, you must destroy the reserve currency of the world, which is the US dollar. Break the back of the purchasing power of the US dollar. Now, some people say, well, Charlie, we had no choice but to inflate our way and to stimulate the economy after the Chinese coronavirus. That's an awful argument. It's foolish. It's dumb. All we had to do is reopen every single state like Ron DeSantis did in May of last year, and none of the stimulus spending was necessary at all whatsoever. Instead, we should have just cut taxes on the demand side. We could have adjusted taxes on the supply side. And the one thing that President Trump should have done is I think he should have given an address to Congress in June of last year, called Congress in or done it through Zoom or whatever, and he should have presented a self-sufficiency investment bill. And he should have put Democrats on defense and campaigned on it in the summer of 2020 saying, I want to make sure penicillin, vitamin C, lumber, steel, solar panels, cars, microchips, and valuable essential minerals are all made in America, and I'm willing to subsidize it, tariff it, whatever you call it. We are never having to go overseas for things that matter again. That would have been a winning political issue. Instead of just corporate tax cuts and deregulating businesses that don't share our values and declare economic warfare on our fellow countrymen because Georgia decides they want to require you to say you're, to require you to show who you are when you vote. So there's very little you can do once the masters of the universe decide to inflate your currency. You can make adjustments. You can adjust your portfolio and some of your investments. And some investment advisors think what I am talking about here with inflation is overblown. It's a moment in time. I completely reject that. I encourage you to go to American Compass by Orrin Cass to show real inflation. Healthcare, education, transportation, they're all getting dramatically more expensive. But understand, this is not just to break the back of the U.S. dollar. It's not just to stimulate. No. They want to remake the American electorate. They want to remake who actually votes in our country. They don't want to dilute the dollar. They want to dilute your vote. So I saw this picture on Twitter yesterday, and there's a lot that I have to unpack with this. So this is a picture of Joe Biden with the Carter family, Jimmy Carter and his wife. Now, Joe Biden is a normal sized person. He is not that guy from Princess Bride. What was that guy's name? The guy that drank all the time. I'll think of it. Anyway, he's not Shaquille O'Neal. Okay. And it just looks from this picture that I never knew the Carter family were hobbits. Andre the Giant, that's what I was thinking of. Andre the Giant. And so this has been going all over the internet, and it's just kind of fun, and it just kind of demands more questions. Jill Biden is also not a massive person. I think she's like 5'4", 5'5", and maybe it's the camera angle. I mean, Joe Biden looks like he's 9 feet tall in this picture. He takes up the entire photo. And so, but here's the real question that we must ask. Where are their masks? Jimmy Carter and his wife, they're 96 and 93 years old. Joe Biden wears a mask when he showers. Joe Biden wore a mask on a Zoom call with other world leaders. And yet Joe and Jill Biden don't wear masks when they go and visit a frail former president in his late 90s. Maybe the entire mask game for Joe Biden is nothing more than just a... Is it a kind of a trick? Is it some sort of a... He's playing some sort of role? I don't know. But I think it's very interesting because we are being lectured by people that don't actually follow the rules themselves. And people are starting to recognize and realize this. Gavin Newsom going to French Laundry while he tried to shut down the entire California economy. Governor Whitmer's aide, I think she too also went to Florida. Is that right? Yeah, Governor Whitmer went to Florida. How does anyone allow this to actually continue? That Governor Whitmer comes to the open state of Florida to go enjoy an open state while she keeps her own citizens locked down. I do not remotely comprehend how people are tolerating this in certain states. But if anyone can explain to me at least the optics or the framing of that picture, why Joe Biden looks like Mutombo and Jimmy Carter looks like Bilbo Baggins, it's been bothering me. Seriously. So anyone can email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Maybe it's just a camera framing, or maybe Jimmy Carter all along has been 4'4", and we just didn't know. Lubbock, Texas. I actually spoke there with my good friend Betty Cardenas last year. They have become the first city in the country to be a sanctuary city for the unborn. And now, of course, Planned Parenthood is suing. They won 62% to 38% against the one in favor of this. The passage of the ordinance makes Lubbock one of some of two dozen cities, I'm sorry, it's the first city in Texas, that has declared themselves a sanctuary city for the unborn and prohibits abortions from being performed locally. But none of the cities in the movement, which started in the east town of Wascom 2019, has been as big as Lubbock. I love this story. This is the only way things are going to start to change when we start to play offense. This is the biggest city to do it to date. And so if the left can all of a sudden make sanctuary cities against federal immigration law, then we can make sanctuary cities for the unborn. And this is significant because it's Texas Tech University as well. And Planned Parenthood is suing, but they're on defense. And that's a good lesson and a good posture for all of us to take, which is that we must play offense and put forward our values and our ideas where they matter most. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support us, it's charliekirk.com/support. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.